So we all settle down. So let's settle down, we're going to begin momentarily. 我们坐低安静，我们很快就会开始我们的圣诞节敬拜。Well, welcome everyone, and Merry Christmas. 欢迎大家一起来到参加我们三恩教会一起的联合圣诞节敬拜。So grateful that Pastor Jay and the FB, Full Baptist Church, delegated me this responsibility to represent them to welcome you all. So welcome and welcome. 咁样因为我教会同埋 FBC 呢係请我代表晒三个教会欢迎大家嘅。So since we have three congregations and we speak different languages, and I know we're still during this pandemic, so let's try to learn a way to say Merry Christmas without saying a word. 因为三间教会用唔同嘅语言啊，我想同大家学下点样用唔使用讲嘢嚟祝大家圣诞快乐。Okay, so I'm going to teach you sign languages. Shall we all stand? 我用手语excuse me, 学下点样圣诞快乐。It's very easy, 好容易嘅。Now, can you see me? Okay, let you do this. 我哋咁样做下。This means merry or happy. It's like your heart, you know, just help you remember. And then Christmas, the word Christmas begins with the letter C. 因为圣诞节个字系个 C, use a right hand and make a C, 用个右手做一个 C 字。And then pretend you're wiping your face like this.Like this. Okay, can you do it? Move to your left and then across your face. 这个就是 Christmas, 圣诞节的意思。来再来一次。So first of all, you use this right hand as if you are warm or hot, right? Like this. This is Mary. And then with a C, you do this across your face. 用个 C 好像抹脸。所以 in Chinese, 好易啦。抹脸用得啦。Alright, so now you're ready?I want you to turn to another person next to you or across the aisle, and you can say at the same time if you like. 你可以向另外一人，你可以出声 and use your own language. 用你自己的言语 Chinese, English, Korean. Let's do it. Merry Christmas. Again, another person. 再来一次啊 Merry Christmas. Very good. Very good. Please take your seat. 请坐So first of all, some announcements. 首先有啲个报告。I have not, I mean, Foothill told me that they don't have any special announcements. So these are the announcements that are for logos that are already printed in the bulletin. 呢个净系落到教会嘅，系已经印咗喺秩序表里边，我唔会详细讲。So I will not go through the details. Please refer to the bulletin that you get a copy of when you come in.咁你入嚟嘅時候已經有個 bulletin 或者係用郵寄寄咗俾你，你可以自己睇啦。關於呢一個 offering, word regarding the offering, we would not be passing the offering bag or offering plate. So for Foothill people, there's an offering plate to my right as you exit, you can put your offering there. And for logos, as usual, we have offering box to the left as you exit. 我哋唔會存奉獻袋，你出去嘅時候呢，Foothill 嘅呢喺右手邊嘅个碟啊 ，logo 在左手边。So I don't know, Pastor Jay, you're gonna collect from this afternoon, right? Yeah. Okay. And to begin, we would like to ask Liz Ann to help us light the Advent candles.
Scripture from today comes from Luke chapter 2, 10 through 14. And the angel said to them, Fear not, For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. The first blue Advent candle is a candle of hope. He is our hope. He is our Redeemer. The second blue candle is a preparation and peace, reminding us to prepare our hearts for the Prince of Peace. The third pink candle is a candle of joy. May our hearts be forever filled with the joy of his coming. The fourth candle is of revelation and love, reveals the greatness of God's love revealed through the Christ child. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for revealing yourself to Jesus, and we praise you for the greatness of your love. Help us to share your peace with others and live our lives more like Christ every day. In his name we pray. Amen. Since we do not have a Christmas Eve service, we are also lighting the last candle, the Christ candle, today. Scripture comes from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that he had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they have heard and seen, as had been told them. On this most holy day, we are reminded of the expectation, preparation, proclamation, and revelation of his coming. Now we light the Christ candle, we rejoice that the promise of God has been fulfilled in the coming of the baby born in a manger. Let us pray. Gracious and mighty King, we celebrate your goodness to us as we join the triumph and joy of Christmas. As your love has been revealed in all of its fullness, we pray that God may abound in our hearts during this special day. Grant us the spirit of Christmas, that we may live in the fullness of his character every day. In his name we pray. Amen.
Let's go ahead and stand up as we sing our worship song.
Jesus Christ is born.
To the new year. Father, we just want to thank you again for giving us this opportunity to come together even in these times. Just ask that with your presence and with the unity of our church that you continue on blessing us further. For all these in your heavenly name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Please be seated. I want to also welcome Michelle Kim and also Sarah Kim to come up.
Thank you.
Now is the time for scripture reading from Luke 1, 67 to 80. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham to grant us, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. Amen.
Greetings once again and Merry Christmas. You know, one thing I like about Christmas is the songs. I like both Christian and secular songs. You know, as I'm driving along, I like to tune to a station where they play the Christmas music and I would sing along. But then, on the day after Christmas, the 26th, that radio station just stopped playing the Christmas songs and go back to the regular ones, and I feel a lost. You know, I miss those chestnuts roasting on an open fire. But, you know, I still haven't figured out how to peel that shell off the chestnut and then peel the skin that stick to the flesh. I can't figure it out. Do you love Christmas songs? I do, but sometimes somewhat the meanings are lost because we're too familiar with them. So this morning I'd like to share with you one Christmas song, not from the radio station, but from the Bible. Do you know that in the Gospel of Luke, in the first two chapters, Luke writes for us not one, not two, but five Christmas songs. Most people know one or maybe two. Let me quickly introduce them to you. And this one is Annunciatio, pardon my Latin. And this is the one when the angel appeared to Mary and told her that you bore a child. And then the second one, a lot of you know, is called Magnificat. This is when Mary heard that announcement, she said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And then the third one is the one that I was speaking on this morning, Benedictus. This is one that Zechariah uttered, or he said, when he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. And then in chapter 2, you're familiar with this one too. This is when the angels announced to the shepherd in the wilderness, in the field, as they were looking after the flock. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And finally, in chapter 2 also, this one I really don't know how to say it, non dimittis. And this one is by Simeon, who said that, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word." Now, if you read carefully all these five songs, you'll find some common themes. And what are those themes? That you have joy, good news, salvation, and praising God. So today we'll look at this song sung by Zechariah. You know, for Christmas story, Zechariah is like an actor in a supporting role. You know, we all know that Mary gave birth to Jesus, the Messiah of the world. But then Zechariah's wife Elizabeth gave birth to John the Baptist, who later told his own disciples, said, "Look, this is Jesus. Leave me, follow him, for he shall increase and I shall decrease." You know, poor Zechariah, should he feel sorry for him being John's father? I mean, look, there's Jesus and there's John, you know. No, you know, Zechariah plays a very significant role, supporting actress role, if you will, and he should have won an Oscar for it, I think. Luke told us that Zechariah is a priest who served in the temple. And he and his wife Elizabeth, even at old age, they don't have a child. And one day the angel of the Lord came to him and told him that God have heard your prayers and he will give you a son. And poor Zechariah, instead of jumping for joy and responding, but he and with joy, he responded with disbelief. "Nah, at my old age, I'm not young anymore. My wife is not young anymore. How can we have a child?" And you know what the angel said to him? "Because you don't believe, I will make you dumb until your wife gives birth to your son." And then this is the next thing we read. "And when his time of service has ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived." Now, this part of the story, you really have to read in context. It's so comical. Zechariah at the time could not speak, right? And how on earth did he communicate to his wife this, what the angel told him? I'll try to act it out. Please be forgiving. I think this is what he did, you know. He went to his wife and then he did something like. Something like that. Translate. You know what Elizabeth would say?
影我呢？
Zacky, are you trying to tell me you had an affair with a beautiful girl like an angel and you get her pregnant?
老公，你会不会搞坏了边个人啊？
Well, somehow, I don't know what Zachary did, but he succeeded in communicating that message. We know because later on, Elizabeth conceived. So let's jump forward 9 months after Elizabeth gave birth. Then Zachary regained his ability to speak.And he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he sang the song, what we just read, the Benedictus. And we're going to study this, look at this Benedictus, and it's divided into two parts. Okay, let's go back. Okay, here.Okay. The first part here is from verses 68 to 75. And it's actually filled with covenants. You know, in the middle of it, verse 72, we read to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his what? His holy covenant.In fact, there are three covenants or prophecies that are covered in this one song that Zechariah sang. And these three covenants basically cover the entire grand plan of God's salvation. Let's go through them quickly. This one in verse 70.As he spoke by mouth of his holy prophets from of old. This phrase, from of old, is a Hebrew idiom. It essentially means at creation. And what did God promise during the time of creation or in Genesis?And this is 71, that we should be saved from our enemies. Where did you read that? Chapter 3 of Genesis. Where, you know, after Eve sinned and Adam sinned, God pronounced that the woman's offspring will bruise the head of the serpent, and the serpent's offspring will bruise the woman's offspring's heel.
讲到亚当同夏娃佢犯罪之后，神系讲过话佢我哋系会伤佢嘅头，蛇嘅头，而蛇系会伤人嘅根。
Next, Zechariah covered another covenant. This one we know very well. That was made to Abraham in verse 73, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham.
喺73节里边咧，就是他对我们祖先亚伯拉罕所起嘅誓。
And thirdly, he mentioned the covenant made to David in 69, and he raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. So these are the covenant or promises of God's salvation, because in each one of the covenant, it mentioned salvation, it mentioned saving, God's saving act.All these are rather, I would admit, rather complicated. These are all kind of complicated, right? Mentioning all this covenant. But remember, Zechariah is a Jewish, is a priest. He is very familiar with all these Old Testament promise and covenants. He knew exactly what all these mean.But the significance is when he remember when the angel first made this announcement to him. And this is what the angel said to him, Zechariah. He said, he meaning his son, will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
而天使同他说，你嘅儿子啊，他必有以利亚嘅灵和能力，同在主嘅前面，要父亲嘅心转向儿女。Every
Jew knew this prophecy.
每一个犹太人都知道呢个圣经。This
verse here is a direct quote from the very last verse of the entire Old Testament.
而这个应许是旧约里面最后一句经文。This
is a prophecy about the return of the greatest prophet Elijah, and he will usher in the next greatest figure, that is the Messiah.
这个是。So
this is a prophecy about Elijah, who would return, you know, from Old Testament to New Testament time, and he has a role of ushering in the Messiah.
这个是神的预言，是藉着以利亚的回来，之后是迎接弥赛亚的降临。And
of course, the coming of the Messiah is the most significant event, isn't it?
救主回来的事情是最大、最重要的事。So
you see, the angel is telling Zechariah that your son is the Elijah that is prophesied in the Old Testament.
你知道这个同人，大家来讲，你的儿子，你的儿子。And
he will usher in the Messiah.
你的儿子是会那位为主耶稣降世之前铺路那个人。Wow,
you know, this is great. Let us sink in.
这件很大很大的事，我们去吸收。But
the time Zechariah was so overwhelmed by the prospect of having a child, he totally missed the significance of what the angel was telling him.
但是撒加利亚当时太开心了，因为有儿子的时候，他竟然错过了最重要的。And
he probably spent the next 9 months there meditating and repenting and saying to himself, I totally missed that. How could I?
可能之后真的很懊悔，在这里沉思，为什么我会错过了这个最重要的信息？And
all this may be a lot of material, the Old Testament in particular, for you to digest.
But
to get the meaning, we need to understand what do all these mean to Zechariah. What did Zechariah learn? You know, for us guys, you know, poor guys, if unlike their wives, Elizabeth and Mary, you know, they're both pregnant and they can do chit-chat and pointing at each other's tummy and then share pregnancy stories, right?
我们的男士呢，都可怜下我们啦，因为我们不是我们太太，可以聊天，可以分享下别人的乐。
So guys, what did they do?
男士做什么？
Probably Zechariah was sitting there, you know, propping up his head, repenting, thinking by himself in a corner.
大家可能当时就自己一个人谂紧啦，咩好后悔啊。But
bless his heart, he eventually found the meaning.
但是咁样咧，就系佢最后明白个意思。Zechariah
realized that he should be really joyful because he will become part of history, and God is fulfilling his covenant that very moment in history.
撒加利亚终于明白了，佢自己系成为历史一部分，为神正在履行圣约，好开心。
You know, that 9 months was not wasted.
嗰9个月冇浪费。
He was reflecting, meditating, and he found out the meaning that of the angel's announcement to him.
佢安静去沉思，佢终于明白天使俾佢嘅信息系乜嘢。
He finally realized it's much bigger than one childless priest and one childless wife having baby at an old age.
佢终于明白神嘅心意唔系净系要一个冇仔冇儿女嘅夫妇嘅祭司，而系要见到神嘅圣约要发生喺佢。
The biggest moment in history has finally arrived.
全人类等最重要嘅历史嘅时刻终于降临。
The news that all nations have been waiting for, the promised Messiah, is finally coming.
万国期待嘅救世主降临，终于要发生。And
he is able to witness that big moment in history.
而佢可以见证历史嗰刻。
You know how big is that news?
你知几何咁巨大？
In those days, when a Jew meet another Jew, how would they greet one another? Do you know?
当年犹太人互相问安嘅时候，你估佢哋点样问安呢？
When a Chinese meet another Chinese, we like to eat. You know, we say, have you eaten yet?
中国人呢，打招呼就系你食咗饭未啊？But
a Jew would say the following.
犹太人会讲。May
you see the day in your life.
愿你看见那一天的降临。
愿你有生之年，你睇到呢一日。 That day refers to the coming of the Messiah. So every day they see each other, may that day occur in your lifetime. May your day, that day occur in your lifetime. That's how important it is. And that day is finally here. That day refers to the coming of the Messiah, that the long wait, long yearning is finally over. And all these Old Testament prophecies and covenants converge on that one event. You know, it's not unlike, say, in World War II. If you're living in Europe during World War II, you yearn for peace, for liberation from under the Nazis' rule. And for those living in Asia, their wish, their hope is the liberation from under Japanese occupation. They wish for the end of that terrible world war. But what Zechariah heard was not end to a world war, albeit terrible and tragic, but the end of all human suffering and miseries. And the beginning of the liberation of his own people, the Jewish people, from underneath the brutal Roman rule. Isn't exciting? So that's why after 9 months of not being able to speak, the very first words that came out of his mouth when he was holding baby John in his hand is the following. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. You know, Almighty God is finally going to do something. The Spirit-filled Zechariah realizes he is part of history. It is, he sings for joy, joy to the world, indeed. Now, this is great for Zechariah, but what about us? What relevance is there for us today to read about this passage? This is a fair question, but look at it this way. You know, there are prophecies about Jesus coming in the Bible, right? Among these prophecies, there are prophecies about his first coming and prophecies about his second coming. Let me ask you this. Do you think there are more prophecies about his first coming or prophecies about his second coming? Anyone get a guess? The answer is, for each prophecy about Jesus' first coming, there are 8 prophecies about his second coming. Yes, the ratio of 8-1. Yeah, sorry. The Bible talks a lot more about his second coming than the first coming of Jesus. So here's the relevance for us. We also are part of history. We have been seeing signs of his second coming all over, and the frequency that they're happening is increasing. This means that we are on the verge of seeing the return of Jesus. Jesus will come back very soon. How soon? Sorry, I can't tell you, but very soon. Now that it is 1,000 times more exciting than his first coming, to put it mildly. If Zechariah was excited about the first coming, we should be 1,000 times more excited about Jesus' return. If Zechariah sang a praise song, we ought to sing a praise song every morning the rest of our lives. If Zechariah would witness the big, then big event of all the world, in the whole world, we ought to anticipate the even much, much bigger event that is to come in our lifetime. And we all would be part of the history too. So what song should we sing? We should sing the song of Christmas. Which one do you nominate? I would say Joy to the World. Which is the most popular Christmas song, hands down, right? Do you know that Joy to the World was not written for Christmas? Really? Yeah, it was written for the second coming. Just study the lyrics, read the lyrics. The song was written for second coming. So yes, it is very fitting for us to sing Joy to the World today at Christmas. So we sing for joy at Christmas, right? The second part of the Zechariah song is about his son being the herald of good news. The first part was about the world, you know, great news for the world. But second part for his own child. So beginning verse 76, Zechariah says, "And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High." Imagine Zechariah at the time holding baby John the Baptist. And then what does it mean to he and his wife Elizabeth?
You
know, Luke told us something about this couple, and in this verse, chapter 1, verse 6, they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. They are righteous people. They did everything right. How do you explain to other people, well, we've been doing everything right, but you know, the Lord haven't given us a child. Here, oh, how shameful that is. But on a day, Lord's angel visited them, God did a miracle in their lives that lifted the burdens. And verse 25 reads, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." But there's more. In verse 80, can we get to verse 80? Yeah. In verse 80, "And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel." This implies that Zechariah and Elizabeth were able to bring up John up to the point when John began to his ministry baptizing people by the river Jordan. What blessing it is, think about it, for this righteous couple to be able to see their own son grow up and fulfill this ancient promise and prophecy.
Yes.
It's blessedness indeed for Zechariah and Elizabeth, but what about us? What implications or meanings are there for us today?
对我哋今日有咩意思啊？
If we are to follow Zechariah's model in singing praises, joy songs, we follow also John the Baptist's model in preaching and proclaiming the good news.
我哋可以效法撒加利亚咁样去赞美神，去写歌，去跟随施洗约翰去宣讲，并且去将神嘅好消息去传扬。
And verse 76 says, And you, child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways.
76节,
so while John the Baptist prepared Jesus' first coming, we all are to prepare Jesus' second coming.
使徒约翰是为耶稣第一次回来去预备路，而我同你呢，今时今日就是预备主耶稣第二次降临的路。
We all are to proclaim the good news and urge people to repent before that happens.
我们更加要宣扬神的救恩，去鼓励人，去邀请人回来去认识主。
No, we have the good news, you know that.
我们已经有好消息。
And that good news is getting better every day.
而我们救恩每一天更好。
Why? Because the world's news is getting worse every day.
为什么？因为每一天这个世界越来越黑暗。
In verse 78 says, For Christians, the sunrise shall visit us from on high.
78节, 清晨的阳光从高天临到我们。
That's a blessing you and I have.
这是我和你有的恩典。
But for those who don't know the Lord yet, they sit in darkness and in the shadow of death.
而那些未认识耶稣的人，79节记载，坐在黑暗中死荫里的人。
Yes, so joy to the world is meant for us Christians to sing during Christmas time in church.But it's also meant to be sung to our secret friends outside of church every day of the year. When John the Baptist went out to the River Jordan, he had a message. And even though it's out in the boondoggles, you know, in the middle of nowhere, in the wilderness, people still flock to him, right? We today bear the good news. We live right in the middle, in the heart of Silicon Valley. We have the message, and do you believe that people will flock to this message? Yeah. If you have the passion, you learn to do it right, people will come listen. So that's God's message for us today. Do you believe that this good news, that Jesus is coming back a second time to judge the world and for us Christians, the saints, to reign with him? Do you believe that?
你相信吗？耶稣降临是要来审判我们。
Do you also anticipate Jesus coming maybe tomorrow and you'll be part of history? If you do, you will sing for joy. I don't want us to be like Zechariah, you know, due to disbelief, he was literally put in a bind because of that mistake. If you believe, we proclaim, and do not want us to just enjoy the Christmas song of the season and feel the loss like I did after the season is over.
若你相信，我们就去传扬神这个救恩，不要只是我们只是自己 happy.
But we can proclaim this every day, experience the joy over and over and over.
如果当你去宣告的时候，每一天去为神的福音去宣告的时候，你每一天就经历主的喜乐。
So let's like the song that Abby led us sing, Go tell it on the mountain. Amen. So let us have a time of reflection and commitment. Quiet yourself. If you like, you can bow your head, but it's up to you. Just come before the Lord.No, we are citizens of the kingdom. We celebrate his birth.
我们庆祝耶稣的降临。
Are we living a life like Christ that people should take note?
我们能够出耶稣的样子，人哋系见到咧。
If Jesus were to come into our homes this Christmas, would he recognize that he is the season, the reason for the season?
如果耶稣圣诞节单日嚟到你屋企，佢会唔会见到你嘅生命就系以佢为中心嘅生命？
How may we do Christmas differently with ourselves, our children and grandchildren, so that Christ can be truly center stage?
我们怎样去调整自己过圣诞节，以致我们嘅孩子，我们嘅下一代系能够经历到耶稣为我们家嘅中心？
To whom will you be sharing this good news of Christmas?
而你心里边有冇边个咧可以向佢分享救恩？
So in your seats, why don't you tell our Lord Jesus right now?
你嘅袋里边，你去同耶稣去讲，去回应。
Give me a few seconds. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to us. You are Emmanuel, God with man. Thank you for sharing the ordinary life we live from childhood to manhood. Thank you even for exposing our sin, our hopelessness apart from you. That we may be able to see when you come, we are free to live a different life. For you have come to give us a life with God. Christ Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. You were born to die so that we may live. We owe all that we are to you. So we give all that we are back to you. Help us to choose obedience to the Father as you did. As you serve, as you deserve. Make us honest messengers of the good news. In your name, in Jesus' name, we pray, Amen. Now, Abby would come lead us. Joy to the world.
Merry Christmas. And thank you for wonderful gospel message. Jesus Christ coming soon. What a wonderful hope. Well, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all three churches in Christ here today, loving and praying for one another, and especially praising you in this wonderful Christmas service. Thank you so much for providing your, given us your begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as a perfect sacrifice for us, that through believing in his death and burial and resurrection, we can be saved and have an eternal life and have this precious loving relationship with you. Help us to learn the obedience of and the humility of the cross of Jesus Christ, so that we may always share the good tidings of great joy. And help us to remember and prepare for the coming of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as a holy bride of Jesus. Help us to continue to give you thanks for your marvelous grace and salvation and your wonderful leading in 2021 in this end of this year and for the coming year of 2022. Please continue to watch over us and protect us from COVID-19 pandemic and help us to continue to grow to love you and to know you more in Christ. And help us to continue grow to be mature and holy people of God. We praise you and thank you. I pray in Jesus Christ. Amen.